When Golda Meir held the office of Prime Minister, she tried to encourage Henry Kissinger to make Israel a top priority. He sent her a letter, quote, "I would like to inform you that I'm first an American citizen, second Secretary of State, and third a Jew." She responded that that's very good, because in Israel we read from right to left. In this week's Parsha, we find an important concept, the idea of Kedima. What takes precedence that we need to know our place in life and our priorities? We find Eliezer informing Lavan and Besuel all of the tremendous miracles that occurred and that Rivka should come back with him in order for Yitzchak to marry her. The Torah tells us, Vayan Lavan uBesuel, Vayomru miHashem yatsa hadavar. It's clear that God had a hand in this whole matter. Therefore, Lunuchal Dabri Lecha Ra Otov. We are unable to speak neither good nor bad. On this, Rashi comments and points out the strange order of this pasuk. Besuel, who is the father, is mentioned only after Lavan. Vayan Lavan uBesuel, says the Psikta, Rasha Haya, that Lavan was clearly a wicked man. V'kafatz l'hashiv lifnei aviv, that he went and spoke in front of someone who should have spoken first, namely Besuel, the father. We often find that a Rasha does not know his place in life, that he often speaks up even though he is in the presence of people who are greater than he. We find this also in the Megillas Esther, that when Achashverosh was unsure exactly what to do, he brought close 7 powerful advisors, namely Karshna, Shesar, Admasa, Sarshish, Meres, Marsana, and finally, last and least, Memuchan. This was written in order of prominence, of greatness. But yet, the one who gave the advice that Vashti should be killed, Vayomer Memuchan. Muchan, who was in last place, who had the least rights to speak up or to give advice, was the very first one to speak. Chazal tell us, who is this Memuchan? This was no one other than Haman HaRasha, a man who is Muchan Lepraniot, prepared and ready to do harm against the Jewish people. But once again we find the trait of the wicked, someone who does not know their priorities, and someone who is blindsided from seeing their role on earth. This, perhaps, is the reason for the mitzvah of Kaved et avicha v'et imecha, honoring one's parents, which is found in the Decalogue of the Aseret Dibros. One could ask, why is this a fundamental principle in our heritage? Written right next to the adherence, keeping Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, of idol worship, and stealing. And I believe that if we understand what is Kibbud Av, it teaches us a tremendous message and tremendous lesson. So when a child is born, she involves themselves and envisions themselves that the entire world is theirs, that the entire world literally revolves around them. Their first words are mine, toys, I. They cannot stand the terrible, painful word, no. Because no means the world is not mine, that I cannot do whatever I want. And this is the purpose of the mitzvah of Kabed et avicha v'et imecha, of Kibbud Av Aim. Don't sit in their seats, don't stand in their place. That a child needs to learn their place in this world. And one is able to accomplish this by honoring one's parents. You learn that you don't always have Kadima. The world isn't always yours. You don't always go first. Interestingly enough, we learn this positive message from Yishmael. Yishmael, who is exiled from the house of Abraham because he was a man who was engaged in the worst of crimes. The Torah tells us that when it came to the burial, Vayikru oso Yitzchak v'Yishmael banav, Abraham's two children came together, Yitzchak and Yishmael, and they buried their father, El Marat HaMachpelah, the same place in which Sarah was buried earlier in this parsha. And the Talmud points out, the Gemara in Baba Basra and Tezayin Medbeis, that we learn from here a tremendous act that Yishmael did. A tremendous act of humility. Says the Talmud, Mikan she'asi Yishmael tshuva. We learn from here, Yishmael repented. Where did he do tshuva? What did he do? V'holich es Yitzchak lefanav. He allowed his brother Yitzchak to go before him. Yitzchak, his younger brother, nonetheless, the pasuk says, V'yikru oso Yitzchak v'Yishmael. And it wasn't just that he did this one incident, but it's to signify that Yishmael understood his role in comparison to his brother. He understood that his brother has Kadima, and that he comes in second place. This is the tremendous, tremendous trait of having Kadima, of knowing that the world isn't all yours. This past Thursday, Ariel Sharon registered his new party. The name of this party, Kadima, meaning priority precedence. Sharon said, quote, Likud, in its present form, is unable to lead Israel toward its national goals. This includes setting up a new national liberal movement in order to lay the foundation for a peace agreement in which we will determine the permanent borders of the state. We hope and we pray that these words to Abraham Avinu are never forgotten. The words of Ani Hashem, Asher Hotseisicha Mi'or Kazdim, I took you from the fires of the Or Kazdim, L'Seslucha Aretz Hazos L'Rishta, I gave you this land as a permanent inheritance. Sharon, as indicated by his party name, must constantly remember that it's the Jewish nation that takes precedence. We have Kadima. Good job.